But we begin with the forensics of flame. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is again using the UN General Assembly in New York to grandstand. Yesterday, he told reporters that Israel is bullying the United States into an attack on Iran. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu has been working the talk show circuit to demand a meeting with President Obama and push for direct U.S. involvement in going after Iran. Obama's relationship with Netanyahu is at least publicly chilly, but new forensic evidence may confirm what many suspected behind the scenes, that the U.S. and Israel conspired earlier this year to target Iran with the espionage malware Flame. Dan Gooden is security editor at ArsTechnica.com. He's been closely following the unfolding story. Dan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Virginia.
Let's first review Flame. What is it and what does it do?
Well, Flame is an extremely large piece of malware. It's somewhere in the 20 megabytes range, which is pretty big for malware, which likes to stay really small. And it is really engineers kind of look at it and they marvel because it is written so well. It is very comprehensive. It has things for turning on or off your a computer's microphone or mm-hmm. video camera. It excels at stealing computer aided designs for blueprints, these types of things, and it can all be kind of remotely and surreptitiously controlled. Somebody can it's also very good at infecting machines that aren't necessarily connected to the internet at all times or even connected to the internet at all.
So very sophisticated malware. And the Washington Post and you reported in June that security officials confirmed on background what many suspected, that the U.S. and Israel were behind the Flame attack. Now, you've since been talking with internet security experts who've been studying Flame and conclude that it is indeed state-sponsored. Now, what does the forensic evidence add to this story, Dan?
Well, the latest forensic evidence shows that work began, development work, the code that actually makes Flame work, was started no later than 2006. So that's two years earlier than we thought. Yeah, 2 years earlier. And so now we're talking about something that, has been at least 6 years in the making before it was discovered. And, that gives you an idea of the dedication and the persistence and the, deep pockets of, whoever is working on that. And it's just one more reason to think that Flame was, more far-reaching than we had previously believed it was.
What are some of the findings of the investigation into the origins that Flame that link it to the U.S. and Israel?
Well, it's mainly let's look at who it attacks. It mainly attacks by and large computers in Iran, and we already know that or at least we have good reason to believe that the U.S. and Israel were behind another piece of extremely advanced malware known as Stuxnet. A lot of your readers may remember hearing that.
Right. And this was for actually destroying infrastructure, right? Physical destruction, not just spying.
That's correct. It was a self-replicating worm, as researchers call it. It means that it can replicate on its own, and it would infect computers, and then it would look for very specific configurations that ultimately we learned were what is known as SCADA software that works with industrial controls and that type of thing. And it was actually trying to go in and find centrifuges and cause those things to rotate too quickly, too slow, to become erratic, so that the centrifuges would be destroyed. So we know that Stuxnet did this, and we see these reports from the New York Times and elsewhere that say that the U.S. and Israeli military were behind them. And so, we've already had this thing known as Stuxnet that was a marvel to behold, and mm-hmm. kind of harkens a new era where malware isn't just something that criminals are doing, but it's something that armies are doing to sabotage or destroy their opponents, their gear. And what we discovered is that many of the code signatures that were found, or at least some of the code signatures that were found in Stuxnet, are also found in Flame. And so that was another indication that, you know, these are, you know, that Flame is state-sponsored, almost, you know, most likely by the U.S. and Israel, you know, perhaps other opponents of Iran. And, you know, most likely Stuxnet was able to do all the damage it was done because of things like Flame that were, you know, kind of did the surveillance and the spying that were necessary. You know, I mean, just keep in mind, you know, destroying, you know, remotely destroying centrifuges from, you know, 6,000 miles away is not an easy thing to do. And so you're going to have a very intimate understanding of exactly, you know, how the engineering works, exactly what these plants look like, how they're laid out, what the, you know, network topology is, all of these types of things. And so, you know, this is largely why the researchers ultimately come to the conclusion that, you know, Flame is state-sponsored, and that it was, you know, almost certainly related to the other Stuxnet malware.
Well, of course, now this opens up a whole other front in covert action. Let's say that the goal, of course, was to gather intelligence for further action, or at least that's what's supposed. And I'm wondering, when the lab concludes something like this and puts out this information, does this do something to kick up the international brinksmanship that's currently going on between Israel, Iran, and the U.S.?
Well, I can't see how it doesn't kick up the brinksmanship, you know, really among every country. I mean, the U.S. is one of the few countries, you know, the U.S. and Israel are perhaps the only two companies that are, you know, sort of, we now know for a fact that they have engaged in, you know, cyber warfare, and that they have used, you know, software and unleashed software that's designed to go in and destroy the, you know, the equipment or the gear of a, you know, of another sovereign nation. So, you know, I mean, if I'm Pakistan, if I'm India, you know, if I'm really, you know, if I'm China, if I'm really any country at all, I'm going to say, okay, I, you know, this is a game, the rules have now changed. I need to have a cyber operations and make sure that I can not only defend against these types of things, but I can have the same offensive capabilities that, that, you know, that, that the U.S. and Israel are showing.
A fascinating and frightening beat for you, Dan. I really want to thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Dan Gooden, security editor at ArsTechnica.com. He's written more than a dozen articles on the Flame malware, and you can link to his work at wordofmouthradio.org.